This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes we're going to have former CIA Kevin Shipp with us. He was a part of a documentary called Out of the Shadows. You've probably seen this. If you haven't, take the time to check it out. We'll be questioning him and what his part was to play in this documentary and get a little expose as to what's taking place, friends, because I'm seeing more and more and more of this pedophilia. I'm seeing more of this child trafficking, folks, to the point where, and I never have wanted to ignore it, it's almost just unbelievable. But again, that's why they do what they do. So we'll be getting to Kevin Shipp in just a couple minutes. Again, he was a part of the documentary called Out of the Shadows. Before we do that, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have done. We're bringing you the fruit. We're showing you what we have done. sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, if you want to book us at any time, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, if you want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can also find 13 to 15 articles over there. By the way, Kevin Shipp also contributes over there every once in a great while. So we appreciate that. But again, it's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You go to the right side of the page, you'll see YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and click onto the front page. You'll see us right up on the top there, current live stream videos, and join us on live chat on the right side. Now, if you're listening to one of the 129 affiliates that we have across the country, you can give us a call at any time. Just keep your eyes on the road, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friend? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, period. And again, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, rightly said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Folks, the Word of God is, again, listen carefully, the rock of ages. His word does not change. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Amen. What I want to do is I want to kind of just tip into this just a little bit. I got Kevin for two segments, but we can start it and we can finish it concerning what's happening in Hollywood right now. And we'll just kind of wrap it around the conversation that we're going to have with Kevin. And again, just a couple of minutes here. But Hollywood's abominables now want to move out from the mess that they have created. I want you to think about this. The sheer hypocrisy. Scripture's clear, friends. When it tells us in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Folks, that is the truest statement I have ever heard of in my life. The enemies of God cannot deny this law unto itself. You just cannot deny it. Folks, you're going to reap what you sow. If you're in a situation in your life right now, you may be sowing seed that you planted earlier on in life. And when you sow those seeds, you can rest assured you're going to reap a harvest according to the seed that you sown. Keep in mind, the Bible says that the Lord reigns on the just and the unjust. I want you to think about that. You sow wicked seed, you're going to reap a wicked harvest. If you sow good seed, and who plants that seed? Jesus Christ does. What sort of a harvest are you going to get if he plants the seed? A righteous harvest. So again, and this is one of the parables that we give to young people all over the country, and adults. It's true. What goes around comes around. Folks, you need to pay particular attention to the very seeds that you're allowing to plant into your life. Now, let me say this. When you look at what's going on in Hollywood today, I mean, what do you see? You see these people sowing what? What are they sowing into? Adultery, fornication, witchcraft, murder, robbery, the list goes on. Sacrifice, Satanism. You know, it's interesting, they reap the harvest that they were partakers of concerning the sowing the seed into Hollywood, and all of a sudden, now they see the harvest and they want to get out of Dodge. They want to get out of Hollywood now because they don't want to reap what they sowed. It's just not going to work. Again, we need to think about how this is a law unto itself and how it's being, well, again, lived out today through these hypocrites who think, well, we're going to sow the bad seed, but we're not going to reap the harvest. Oh, my goodness. Folks, these people are poisoning the well from the very top concerning not just America, but all over the country. And I'm sorry, not all over just this country, but all over the globe on a global basis. Hollywood has just been unhinged since 1968. And for those that didn't know, just a side note, all the way up until 1968, all the movies before being released on the population in America and worldwide, they had to pass the litmus test that the church gave. But in 1968, guess what, friends? They said that we don't want to do that anymore. They gave it over to the MPAA, and guess what? They're getting exactly what they deserve. The Lord said that, listen, if you're not going to do what I'm going to tell you to do, I'm going to bless you when you do, but if you don't, I'm going to curse you as well. Deuteronomy 28:63, and it's exactly what we're seeing. But if we go just a little bit, even we go back just a little bit further than 1968, we can also see that during the foundation of this country, in the early 1900s, as a matter of fact, 100 years after we were founded, it's interesting to note that the church was given free property to start their church parsonages on. That's not a joke. You want to talk about how it's completely upside down on its head? I mean, the church is responsible to be the light, to reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and they gave that all up, and now what are they doing? Hollywood's completely overrun by what? These hypocrites, these monsters sowing demonic seeds, not only into our country, but on a global basis. And again, now that the harvest comes, they don't want anything to do with it, friends. It's just not going to fly. But the fact of the matter is, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes, and it's exactly what's happening. Even to the point where Hollywood, friends, is now teaching blatant Satanism. I'm giving an example. The first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, do what you want to do. Do what thou wilt. Do what you want to do. God said, thou shalt not. Which one's love? All the way up until 68, it was thou shalt not. Now, all of a sudden, after that, do what you wilt and do what thou wilt. Trying to figure out what's going on in this country. We can't say it's the end times because we are derelict of duty, friends. No, it means we right the wrongs if we're truly repentant before God and we become repairers of the breach. And that's exactly what we intend to do in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, it's what we've been doing for 23 years. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Get with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we were talking about Hollywood's abominables now want to move out from the mess that they have created. They're blatant hypocrites. They're pretenders. Obviously, they're actors. No wonder why Grandma and Grandpa used to say, you know what, acting is a sin, honey. Oh, my goodness. Look at the our conduits for on so many different fronts. Which brings me to our friend that we have online right now, Kevin Shipp, former CIA. It's a part of a documentary called Out of the Shadows. If you have not seen it yet, friends, you need to see it. So without further ado, let's pull up Kevin. And I want to ask a couple questions to you as well, Kevin, if you don't mind. I just want you to go ahead and give a quick a download concerning your biography so our listeners can get to know you in a 15-second slot, if possible. Thank you for joining us, too, by the way.
Yeah, Bradley, thanks for having me on. Well, I was a career CIA officer. I was a protective agent on the staff of the director of the CIA, William Casey. I was a counterintelligence investigator searching for moles inside the CIA, which we did find. I found one, Robert Hansen. I collected human intelligence in the field, primarily against the terrorist target. So I came out and blew the whistle on the CIA's cover-up of a vulnerability where foreign intelligence services could come into our embassies and identify our covert personnel, possibly for execution. And the CIA tried to cover that up for reasons we're still trying to figure out. So I came out and blew the whistle, and since then I've been on radio and TV shows as a constitutionalist, just blowing the whistle, kind of a government watchdog, and also a believer in the Lord. I was a person of faith when I went into the CIA, and I consider that one of the foundational values of our country.
Absolutely. Well, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but you really got me going on something because, Kevin, this is one of the things that I did not know. Did you work with William Casey during your tenure with the CIA?
I did. I was an agent on his details. Matter of fact, my post was in his house, so I actually lived with his the agents lived with his family, and then I was one of the agents outside his hospital room as he lay terminally ill during the Iran-Contra scandal.
Okay. Now, he is the guy, if I'm correct, that said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. I have to ask you the question, Kevin, and again, we've never talked about this before, but now that we're talking about this, I need to know, what is it within these agencies? I know that they're operated compartmentally, and I also know there's good guys in these agencies and there's bad guys in these agencies, but these higher-ups like the William Caseys, the CIA directors, throughout the time in the history of the CIA, what is in their minds that they think that they're actually doing our country a service when we see President Harry Truman, basically equate the CIA to America's version of Germany's Gestapo? I'm curious.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Harry Truman, who created it, came out 2 years later and wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post, which was later deleted, where he regretted ever forming the CIA. It had gone rogue within 2 years. And essentially, beginning in 1948, the CIA became its own rogue organization outside the federal government, outside the Constitution, and is engaged in overthrowing democratic governments, as we know. Yep. Been behind the killing of some 7 million people since its inception. And the majority of people at the lower levels of the CIA are good people just trying to survive and provide for their families. You get up to the top 20%, that's where you get, just like the FBI, that's where the corruption and that's where the power is.
That's right. So in a sense, are those higher-ups, that 20%, are they the handlers of the rest of the agents in the agencies? Is that how that works?
Absolutely. They pull all the strings, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so nothing new here, and obviously we understand how this is in operation today. I want to ask you one more question, Kevin, if you don't mind. Are you aware of Dr. Udo Ufkat, the German editor? Does that sound familiar to you?
It does not, no.
Okay, well, he was one of the guys that came out about a year and a half ago out of Germany, and he had said, he came clean, he repented, but he had said that he felt guilty of conscience for what he did and what he was a part of for decades concerning what he was doing. And what he was doing is this. He said that the CIA, the entire mainstream media, he said is totally fake. He said, we're taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. And then he said this, Kevin. He said, the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. And then a year later, he writes a book and he mysteriously dies.
What a coincidence. I can tell you that, he's, although I'm not aware of him personally, he is correct. The CIA has been manipulating and influencing the news media going all the way back to its inception with Project Mockingbird.
That's right.
Where it was hiring and feeding journalists into the major networks. It's still doing that today. It's still a glaring example is Amazon, which first purchased the Washington Post, now has a $600 million contract with guess who? The CIA, who has been connected to the Washington Post going all the way back to its inception in the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921 and the creation of the CIA in 1947. Philip and Catherine Graham of the Washington Post were involved in all of that.
It's just so unthinkable. I mean, when you think of these organizations, these agencies that have been created, we're always told that they're the good guys, only to find out it's the exact opposite once we begin to delve into who they are and what it is that they're responsible for. And in fact, what they're doing today, you just brought up Operation Mockingbird. I mean, I've known this for some time. It's really easy to find online. You can actually watch the congressional hearings taking place when they were allegedly grilling those that were in the CIA. Folks, so if you want to check that out, check out Operation Mockingbird. But that also brings us over to Hollywood, and we also know that they are actually a part of manipulating text, scripts, so on and so forth concerning the movies. Namely, the one that I want to highlight is Disney. This is all true as well, is it not, Kevin?
Yes, the CIA has been, of course, influencing Hollywood for decades. The CIA actually has a liaison officer assigned to Hollywood. And the CIA has actually co-written many of the scripts of Hollywood movies like The Recruit, Zero Dark Thirty, and Argo, which completely fabricated history. Those are partially written and directed by the CIA liaison office.
Yeah, and you tell the average person that, Kevin, they think you're just absolutely crazy. And the fact of the matter is they get away with it because it's the unthinkable. And that's exactly why they do what they do, is because it's unthinkable. You were going to say something?
Yeah, as I point out in the film Out of Shadows, It is a very difficult psychological line for people to cross, that their government would actually do these things, these horrible things. So most people just stay in denial. You even present the facts to them, and they just put their hands over their eyes, and they don't want to hear it. Because to cross the line and realize that our government is influencing Hollywood and the news media, and our government has engaged in some horrific activities which we don't know about and are paying with our tax dollars, to cross that line, you lose your security as an American, and you lose your security and trust in government. And we really shouldn't trust government in the first place, but a lot of people cannot cross that psychological line, so they put their fingers in their ears and cover their eyes.
Absolutely. So Out of the Shadows, you were a part of a documentary. I don't watch TV. I haven't watched that cesspool of filth for 23 years since I've been saved, Kevin. But we do watch a lot of documentaries. We do watch a lot of what's taking place to be made aware of what's taking place and others that are doing the same things that we are doing today, fighting the good fight of faith. And I came across Out of the Shadows. And lo and behold, guess who I see there? I see my friend Kevin Shipp. And I'm thinking, well, Kevin, how come you didn't blow the horn and let everybody know you were doing this? And I guess, well, the networks are doing that for you right now, Kevin. What is Out of the Shadows all about?
Well, Out of the Shadows is we put together what most people have known in their gut for decades, what has been going on, the occult in Hollywood, the international pedophilia rings that are going on all over the world, the fact that the government has been influencing the news media for a long, long time. We all did the film kind of in secret and pro bono. All of us did it for free. It stayed quiet for about 9 months until Mike Smith, the producer, finally released it. And then once it hit, I think it had 4 million views within the first 6 days.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it was very well done, too, by the way. But what I want to do, Kevin, we got to take a hard break here real quick. I got you for one more segment. I want to get into the details of exactly what is taking place. And are you free enough to share names? Because I think we see too much of people saying that this is going on, and I'm not going to name names, though they know names. I think that only enables them to do it again. Are you able to name names concerning some of the things that we're going to be able to talk about in the up and coming segment?
People affiliated with the CIA primarily, sure.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to take a real quick break here, friends, a hard break. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in at any time, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking to Kevin Shipp, former CIA, who's also a part of a documentary called Out of the Shadows. Now, by the way, friends, if you want to go online right now, you can watch us live. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat if you want to make a comment or you got a question for Kevin. Or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click on join on the right side. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Again, talking to Kevin Shipp, former CIA, in his documentary, Out of the Shadows.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. But over the last week, the Democrats held the darkest and angriest and gloomiest convention in American history.
President Trump speaking to a group of supporters in Arlington, Virginia. President Trump continues.
They spent four straight days attacking America as racist and a horrible country that must be redeemed. Joe Biden grimly declared a season of American darkness.
A vote is scheduled in the House on Saturday on Democrats' legislation to provide the United States Postal Service with $25 billion to cover revenue losses and reverse service and operational changes made earlier this year. The bill also requires that all election-related mail, including ballots, be treated as first-class mail to guarantee speedy delivery. This is USA Radio News. Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli was sentenced to 5 months in prison for his role in what a judge called a breathtaking crime of the nation's highest education system. Giannulli's wife, Lori Loughlin, is expected to get 60 days in jail for her part in the college admissions cheating scandal. Regarding that sentence, ABC News legal analyst Mark Murphy believes
the judge is going to do that, and the judge will agree that this is an appropriate sentence for Lori Loughlin. Based on the gravity of what she did, 60 days is almost exactly what you'd expect the judge to impose.
Joseph DeAngelo, a former police officer who became known as the Golden State Killer, was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. He confessed to 13 murders and dozens of rapes. Former Vice President Joe Biden officially accepted the Democratic nomination for president, wrapping up the 2020 Democratic National Convention. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking with former CIA Kevin Shipp. Caught him on a documentary not too long ago, so I gave him a call and said, we need to get you on the radio with us. It's called Out of the Shadows, and we have Kevin with us right now. Now, Kevin, I was doing a little homework during the break, and I've had the beast come after me before, too, when they were polarizing and demonizing, not realizing that we don't take our counsels from our fears, only encouraging us to act boldly as lions do, Proverbs 28, verse 1. But I noticed that they called the documentary, you ready for this? This is the Daily Beast, Kevin. The fact-free documentary film features stuntmen, conspiracy theorists alleging Hollywood is run by Satanists and pedophiles. It racks up tens of millions of YouTube views instantaneously. What say you?
Yeah, it's funny. I have a new title, a former CIA officer turned conspiracy theorist. So,
how does that work?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's totally expected from the Daily Beast. And, you know, I consider when the wicked start defaming you, I consider that a compliment, you know, that you could predict that was going to happen. This kind of shows that you're over the target.
That's
and what
right.
they fail, of course. What they fail, of course, to mention is everything that I stated in that film and others is documented and backed up by evidence. But, of course, they failed to leave that part out.
Well, no, they wanted to highlight QAnon, in which, by the way, we know is a psyop. But if you could go ahead and explain that just a little bit, let's distance ourselves from that first and foremost, Kevin.
Yeah, so QAnon is a psyop. QAnon, unfortunately, has deluded a lot of people. QAnon is this figure that hides in secret. QAnon has posted several very seriously erroneous drops claiming Hillary Clinton was going to be arrested the following Monday. Trust the plan, QAnon says over and over. Trust Huber, trust Sessions, trust Mattis, trust Kelly. Turns out all of those were completely wrong and erroneous. Q has netted a lot of people into this grand deception, and Q drops these posts that are almost astrology-like. They're so broad that the kind of Q cultists can interpret them any way they want, and it's got a following of people that are really off the charts. And sadly, there's a lot of good, even Christian people that are not really checking out Q critically, that are following this thinking that this is a legitimate insider. It is a fake insider. It is not a real insider, person is engaging in a psyop.
That's exactly what it is, and it's interesting how loyal they are to that psyop, because they want to hold to that more than they want to hold to anything else. No matter how many times the promises are kicked down, the cans kicked down the road concerning their promises and not fulfilled, yet they hold to it again. Oh, just wait until next year. Oh, just wait until the next term, or wait until this happens. And it's like, okay, guys, look at all the damage that's being done in between now, and wait until we see what happens next. It's like, no, we need to do the right thing right now, because the right time to do the right thing is right now. I have a Top Chat friend asking the question, Kevin, real quick before we get to our content here, because I only have you for about 10 more minutes. Bradley, question, how does the guest see the technocrats?
Oh, the technocrats are this. The mainstream media knows that it is losing its influence over the American public. And its manipulation. So they turn to the technocrats, and now social media is doing what the mainstream media used to do, and they're now publishing the disinformation because that's where the power is, and the mainstream media and their corporate owners now have merged over to the technocrats and over to social media.
That's right. That's beautiful. Great question, Brian. Now let's get over to the contents of Out of the Shadows. What exactly was it that, well, let me ask you, what was your part in this documentary, this exposé, that you wanted to bring to the light to the American people concerning what is in fact happening, not fact-free the way that the Daily Beast wanted to paint it out to be?
Yes, and even some of the critical write-ups put in there that what I stated was factual and based up. A couple of them actually had to do that. But my part was to expose the CIA's illegal, unconstitutional, even criminal activities down through the years, and that would include operations like Operation Paperclip, where they brought Nazi scientists over, falsified their paperwork. The Nazi scientists then helped work on MKUltra, which was a horrible mind control experiment. Ted Kaczynski was one of their subjects. They, of course, have been engaged in Project Mockingbird intensively up until the 70s, and then they started again in the 80s, influencing and writing scripts for Hollywood. And now they're once again all over the mainstream news media, and it's right in everybody's face. For example, John Brennan, who is a practicing Muslim from a witness that have spoken with. John Brennan is now the senior intelligence advisor for MSNBC. James Clapper is the senior intelligence advisor for CNN. Both of those took their jobs with their current CIA clearance. You talk about Mockingbird and the CIA right in everybody's face as senior advisors to these new two major mainstream media outlets.
Okay, so with that said, Kevin, what begs the question, how come they haven't been prosecuted? If all of what we know is in front of the faces of the American people, and it's legitimate, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, now you're talking about the former head of the CIA, John Brennan, why is it that these people are being promoted rather than being prosecuted by the current DOJ?
That is a great question, Bradley, and I've tweeted this multiple times and said this in interviews. Because they weaponized the existing system, which has been illegal for decades and unconstitutional, what Brennan, Comey, Clapper, and others did, and the NSA, was weaponize the existing system that was already there.
Well, with that said, then, what is it that the people need to do? Resist? Execute the laws found within the United States Constitution that those that put themselves out to be the said representatives fail to do? Because when I read the Constitution, my friend, we find, as we peruse it, we find constitutional provision to deal with what corruption in government is failing to deal with today. And that's right. our last resort. And first and foremost, Kevin, as you well know, we the people are the government, and those that work for us drive their just powers from the consent of we the people. I guess what it comes down to is until the American people take responsibility and deal with what's been left undone, it's going to continue on. As a matter of fact, it's going to add strength to tyranny by allowing this to go on. And it's really saddens me because the last thing I want to do, Kevin, and listeners, like Thomas Paine, who said, if there's trouble, let it come in my time rather than in his children's time. I see a whole lot of people in this country willing to allow the trouble to fall upon their kids. And that is not what our forefathers did with us. And especially you find that when you read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Okay, so with that, what would you take now overall concerning Out of the Shadows? What did you take out of it? Not just your own content, but what was the message of the director and the writer that they wanted to bring to the American people concerning what was going on and what is in fact going on in Hollywood today?
The message is there is this darkness in Hollywood that has been there for some time. The occult is rampant within Hollywood. Child molestation and child trafficking is rampant in Hollywood, not just in Hollywood, but in the United States government. You remember the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, was arrested for pedophilia. We saw the WikiLeaks release of the Podesta emails, which the mainstream media ignored, and there was pedophilia flags and symbols within that. And the goal of Out of Shadows was to expose that and bring out to everybody that that is happening in Hollywood, that is happening in our government, and these pedophile rings and human trafficking rings are huge and they're international.
Okay, so who oversees them? Because one thing I do have a lot of is friends that are police officers, FBI, former FBI, former CIA, military police all over the country. And one thing that I continuously see is when these investigations concerning the things that you're even highlighting now, Kevin, it's interesting how when it gets to the feds, the FBI, all of a sudden there's a ceiling when the FBI is involved, and all of a sudden these investigations go away 9 times out of 10. Why is that happening?
Yeah, well, it's like the investigation to Anthony Weiner's laptop in New York, where the New York police chief came out and said what he saw on Weiner's laptop was disgusting, and he wouldn't let his children even see it. These things get up to the upper levels of government, and that's where they disappear. And even now, they're doing an investigation supposedly into Russiagate. I just found out yesterday that Attorney General Barr has granted immunity to Barack Obama and Joe Biden from prosecution in the Durham investigation. So when these things get to the top, they get buried because they're connected to high-level officials. And these people in these top echelons do not want to confront, some of which are in the Congress and the Senate. Yep. They don't want to confront these people because then their personal career is done.
I just did a radio program a couple weeks ago highlighting 87 said representatives that were popped for child pornography, pedophilia, the list goes on, child molestation. And I have continuously told the American people the reason that we see things moving backwards is because what we are dealing with are extorted men that are doing what they're told to do, and if they don't do it, Kevin, they're going to be ousted. Now, we know this has been going on for a long time in this country. There's the Franklin cover-up. The Silence of Conspiracy, or A Conspiracy of Silence, was another documentary that came out in the late 80s where they were stealing kids from that boys' home in Nebraska and then actually trafficking them to Washington, D.C., where they would be filmed so they could compromise them and control them. Is there anything that you could address concerning what I just highlighted with the whole conspiracy of silence and what is happening, in fact, today in government? And do you have names that you could drop on us?
Yes, and I want everybody to focus on the Jeffrey Epstein case, because what the mainstream media is not telling you, but it is a fact, Jeffrey Epstein was connected to intelligence, both U.S. and Israeli intelligence, and he was running an espionage blackmail ring, and he was photographing and taping these politicians and men, including high-level members of the Israeli government for purposes of blackmail. Epstein was let off the first time because the prosecutor was told he's connected to intelligence, leave him alone. It was a major intelligence operation that involved human trafficking and the trafficking of young girls connected into Congress, the Senate, and major corporations and some of the wealthy elite around the world. It is huge. It is massive. And, of course, we know Epstein did not kill himself. That's pretty clear to everybody. He was murdered in jail. I predicted that 30 months months before, 30 days before it happened, I told my audience that Epstein was going to be murdered because I know the system. So keep an eye on the Epstein case because that is kind of the hub of this global pedophilia human trafficking wheel, and it involves extortion and blackmail of some of our highest representatives, elected representatives in our government.
Folks, we got Kevin Schiff. Kevin, I totally appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pretty friends, it's funny. I'm looking at my live chat right now. It's funny how people always tell me to go check this out, check that out, and then I ask them for a link. Then they say, no, just type in so-and-so. I can see you've done a lot of homework, and you've really pulled the curtain back far to basically dig up information that we don't have here. When you get it, then let me know. Not until then. I am so at the point, friends, where I get 200 to 300 to 400 emails a day, people telling me what I need to do. I'm plowing my row, and I'm doing all that I can do, and we're being spent in the cause. It's time for you good people to do more than just sit and watch and listen. And I'm not talking about everybody here, but I am talking about those that continuously tell us what we need to do. What's the name of your radio station? Where should I go to check out your information? What's your email address? What's your website? And so on and so forth is what we need to begin asking other people as well. Thank you for being a part of the fight, but don't be a part of the problem is all I'm trying to say here. We were just talking to Kevin Schiff. Kevin is just, I got to tell you, he's a great interview. He's a lot of fun. He's very knowledgeable. He's not afraid to drop names, and he did drop names for the time that we had him, friends. And it's interesting, if you'd like to check out his documentary, it's called Out of the Shadows. It was very well done. Kevin appears in it several times throughout the documentary. But I think the underlying message to the whole video, and not just underlying fronts, it's basically out in front of your face, is what is happening today. Kevin Schiff just said this is massive. He's former CIA. Who knows better than an insider, friends? And if this is massive, and if it is massive, we know what's happening. I mean, look what's going on. And you just heard Kevin just talk about these, how these people are being exonerated, these criminals, those are committing the act of treason. That's all you have to do is ask the question, where's the President of the United States of America, the Commander-in-Chief, to bring about that DOJ that he promised to do whatever he wanted to do with, to actually bring forth indictments? I mean, hey, am I wrong, or do I remember hearing this guy say 1,000 times over he promised to bring back the rule of law? He promised to bring in special prosecutions. What happened to all that? Well, when he became the president, he reversed everything. Now what we're seeing, friends, are these individuals that should be prosecuted, like Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, the list goes on, for treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Instead of dealing with them according to the law, they're not being prosecuted. They're not being indicted, friends. They're on book tours. They're buying brand new mansions. And that is not far-fetched. I can prove every point that I just made. Friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. Again, Kevin Schiff, former CIA, had him for two segments, made the most out of it. Out of the Shadows is the documentary. Out of the Shadows is the documentary, friends. And I can tell you firsthand from what I know of Kevin, he's a black and white guy. And if he's willing to go ahead and start calling the CIA for out for who they are, then he's not going to hide information from we the people. And that, by the way, defines a patriot, upholding dying laws, and I appreciate him for doing just that. Check out Out of the Shadows. We have Tristan calling in from Colorado. What say you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Okay.
I can now.
Okay. Anyways, my topic was on Steve Bannon today. It's kind of connected to your guest. I don't know if your listeners have been paying attention, but Steve Bannon's been brought up on federal racketeering money laundering charges by the Trump-led federal Justice Department.
Yep, front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com today. Front page, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, Steve has been a real good spokesman for holding the Communist Chinese Party accountable for this bioweapon that they released upon the earth. He supports freedom in China and Taiwan. He's super freedom-oriented guy. His goal is freedom for the Chinese people, you know, which is good. Freedom comes from the Lord. We all know that. And, you know, it seems anyone that's going to talk negatively against the Chinese and want to hold them accountable is targeted by the Donald. So, I mean, that kind of shows his hand.
Yeah, can I let me add something to that? Just you got to take me in stride here, Tristan. What's interesting about that is they don't indict the people that are doing the wrong thing. They indict the people that are doing the right thing. And if people in this country haven't figured that out yet, hey folks, when you see the mainstream media or the corrupt in government go after those that are doing the right thing, I think that should tell you as to who they are. Read Isaiah 5:20. I want to tell you also, Tristan, concerning what's taking place here, not just Bannon, but also Brian Kolfage and the arrests. A lot of this stuff with Kolfage, I can tell you first and foremost, again, from firsthand experience, he was warned. He was very imprudent about how he dealt with what he did here. I'm not accusing him of anything. I should say allegedly. But the fact of the matter is we've seen some of this dealings around some of these people to know some of this just may be true. Now, I'm not saying that with Bannon, but I am saying that with other individuals that are being arrested here or indicted here. But I also want to say this. Isn't it interesting they're going after Steve Bannon? You know him better than I do, okay? You said he's a good guy. That's why they're going after him. But I would beg the question to the American people, isn't it interesting that we've seen this administration for the last 5 years, not one person that he promised to prosecute. As a matter of fact, not one person in general has been prosecuted by this administration. But we have seen him over and over and over and over again grant clemency to political prisoners. Again, if we are to judge them by their fruit, America, what is it that you're dealing with in the People's White House today? How come Hillary Clinton hasn't been indicted? How come Obama hasn't been indicted? How come Comey hasn't been indicted? And the list goes on. How come Brennan hasn't been indicted for treason, as Kevin was talking about? Now, I'm highlighting treason concerning that conversation. Because they don't prosecute the bad guys, they prosecute the good guys. Go ahead, Tristan.
You know, there is a deeper connection with the Communist Chinese Party. I firsthand have been to Vietnam many times, stayed there for long periods of time. They also have a communist government. And the sex slave trade in China is just off the charts. There are girls that are kidnapped from Vietnam. They're brought in there. Some of them are of age. Some of them are underage. But it's well known throughout the world that, you know, if you want sex parties and you want slaves, they're in China and it's for sale there.
Well, I can tell you the same thing, Tristan, is happening here in America, man. Let's not blame China. We're probably the ones spawning much of this stuff because we see a great degree of this stuff happening in this country. That's what Out of the Shadows is all about, what's happening in our country, how our children are being trafficked in America and out of America, how they're being sold through, going through Las Vegas to be sold to foreign countries. Yeah. Friends, it goes on and on and on. We know of the DOD. Back under Obama's administration was busted. They caught 5,000 members of the Department of Defense downloading child pornography. So this isn't just about China. This is about demoralizing a people so they can have absolute control, at least those that mean to have control, and that's exactly what's happening in this country, but not when it comes to our kids, my friends. But what were you saying, Tristan?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a worldwide problem. You know, the kidnapping is off the charts in Vietnam. The girls disappear into China. You never see or hear from them again. And, you know, there's a lot of Americans. That is the playground of the West now. Laws are not enforced like they are here on the average person. And, I mean, it's just kind of a free-for-all. It's sad. And I don't know. I hope the world figures out how to put an end to all this. But
well, we need to.
I always enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Folks, thank you, Tristan, for that phone call from Colorado. I do know how to resolve it. The church keeping the commandments of the Lord on a global basis. That's how you resolve it. The church taking responsibility in doing out of love towards God his commandments on this earth, that his will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Making reference to Isaiah 26, verse 9. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. That happens to the church. What do we see the church doing? Just the exact opposite. And why is that? Because it's not the church. Just like what you see happening through politics today. It's not American government. It's foreign to American government. So therefore, where we see the problem, we see an opportunity to right the wrongs. That's what the church's job is. That is the details found in the Word of God as to what we're responsible for, taking responsibility before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and then righting the wrongs here on this earth as it is in heaven. Taking vengeance on those that continuously violate God's moral law. Because again, friends, we see corruption in the church and we see corruption in the government. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, namely the church. And the fact of the matter is we need to start practicing what we preach and be the church as we're unified to Christ. Then and only then will we win the day, and not until then. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. Again, thank you to our friend Kevin Shipp, former CIA. Check out the documentary, friends, called Out of the Shadows. Out of the Shadows. Talk to you soon. See ya!
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.